Now that was football. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by 23andMe, presented by ZipRecruiter. I've heard people saying football's done, the NFL's losing audience, but you have to admit, not watching that Super Bowl because you were angry at the NFL was like ripping up the winning Powerball ticket. How many times does a game like that just fall into your lap? The refs let them play. They didn't call any snowflake penalties. We didn't have to stare at the concussion tent. And the video forensics actually got it right, by which I mean that thing in the end zone that looked exactly like a Philadelphia touchdown was ruled a touchdown, and a catch was a catch. And the best storyline was that the substitute quarterback beat the greatest of all time. Yes, I know you all feel bad for Tom Brady, but if he keeps drinking the magic water, he could have five or six more chances easy. Plus, everybody who was supposed to stand for the anthem stood, except for the people holding the giant American flag who are all down on one knee, but they were holding a giant flag, so it's okay. And the halftime show included a real marching band, no one's wardrobe failed, and the commercials celebrated empowerment, public service, and the importance of a clean shirt. The only attack ad was Martha Stewart yanking off Jack Box's nose, and he deserved it. Bottom line, for once we saw a big deal event that actually lived up to the hype, unlike that super secret intelligence committee memo. By the way, if any of you guys figures out what the super secret was, could you just tweet me? Thank you. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.